James chapter 4. Book of James chapter 4.
今天早上的经文是从雅各书的第四章第四节到第七节。
And I would ask sister, please read for us James chapter 4 verses 1 to 10. Yes,
okay.
James chapter 4 verses 1 to 10 to get the context of what this book is about.
雅各书第四章第一节到第十节，你们中间的 ，Sorry, take my glasses off, cannot see. 你们中间的争战斗殴是从哪里来的呢？不是从你们白体中战斗之私欲来的吗？你们贪恋还是得不着？你们杀害嫉妒又斗殴争战也不能得。你们得不着是因为你们不求，你们求也得不着是因为你们妄求，要浪费在你们的宴乐中。你们这些淫乱的人呐、啊！岂不知与世俗为友就是与神为敌吗？所以凡想要与世俗为友的就是与神为敌了。你们想经上所说是徒然的吗？神所赐住在我们里面的灵是恋爱至于嫉妒吗？但他赐更多的恩典，所以经上说，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。故此你们要顺服神，不要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。有罪的人呐、啊，要洁净你们的手；心怀二意的人呐、啊，要清洁你们的心。你们要愁苦、悲哀、哭泣，将喜笑变作悲哀，欢乐变作愁闷。勿要在主面前自卑，主就必叫你们升高。
I don't know, when exactly each one of you profess the name of Christ.
我不知道你们中间的每一位是怎样宣扬主的名。
But I remember the day that I basically professed the name of Christ.
但我记得我在我的生命中的那一天，我宣扬主，宣告主的名。
It was an evangelical meeting, one that we're going to have very soon.
是那个机会是曾经一个像我们即将要有的那种福音大会。
And the speaker preached on the topic 5 minutes in hell.
我记得清清楚楚，当时的那个讲员讲的，他的题目是讲的是在地狱中的五分钟。
And in a very graphic way, began to explain what happens to people in hell.
他用一个非常非常形象的语言描述了一幅在地狱中的人是怎样的一种光景。
And I was a very naughty kid and usually did not pay attention in church.
我当时是一个很淘气的孩子，在教会里的时候有时候经常不太专心。
But this time I was paying close attention.
但我清楚地记得那一次我全神贯注地在听。
Because whatever place this man was describing, I did not want to be in.
我记得当时这个讲员所讲的，我心里在说，他讲的这个地方，我以后坚决不要去。
I mean, I've been to really bad places in my life before.
在我这个生命中，我曾经去过一些非常不好的地方。
But nothing compared to what he was describing hell was going to be like.
但是所有这一切都没有办法和他所讲述的地狱中的那种非常糟糕的状况相比。
So after the sermon was done, I went to my mother and really scared because I was pretty sure I was going to hell.
当那个讲道结束之后，我心里胆战心惊地来到我母亲面前，因为我心里知道，根据那个讲员所讲的事情，我是一定要进入地狱的。
And I said, I don't want to go to hell.
我跟我妈妈讲，说我不想去地狱。
And she shared with me why I need to come to Christ.
我母亲就跟我讲，你为什么跟我讲为什么要接受主耶稣基督。
And on that day, I submitted to the Lord, and I said, I don't want to just escape hell. I want you, God.
那一天，我完全的向主顺服。我跟神讲，我不光仅仅是想远离这个地狱，而是我想在我的生命中，我要你，我要耶稣基督。
And after I came to Christ, I am pretty much perfect right now.
自从我接受了主耶稣基督之后，我的生命已经非常的完美了。
And you sense the sarcasm in my tone, I hope.
大概你们听出在我的语气中那种充满讽刺的意味。
If my wife was sitting here, she would object right away.
如果太太坐在这里边的话，她会第一个举手反对我这样说。
So, we all know that just because You say a prayer and you say a few words does not mean that you automatically assume that you are a follower of Christ.
我们大家都知道，不仅仅是因为你只简简的说了一个祷告，说了几句话，你就成为一个真正的跟随耶稣基督的信徒。
We are reminded very starkly about individuals that go to Jesus and profess the name of Christ with their mouths, and he says, "Depart from me."
我们清楚地记住在经文里边记载到。有人来到耶稣面前说，主啊，我宣扬你的名，我以你的名做很多的神迹，但是主耶稣说，离开我。
I mean, here is the loving and gracious Son of God, and someone approaches him and says, my Lord, my Lord, and he says, go away.
我们这里看到的是，主耶稣是这样一位爱我们的这样一个充满慈爱怜悯的一位神，当有一个人来到他的面前称呼他说我主啊我主啊，他的反应竟然是离开我。
That's because Jesus sees past what you're doing.
那是因为主耶稣看过了这种表面他做这些事情的背后，看到的我在他心里真正的是什么。
Jesus looks at your heart.
耶稣看到的是我们每一个人的心。
And so we are confronted with the reality that in a given congregation, there are those that profess to be Christians but don't possess Christianity.
我们不得不面对这样的一个事实，在每一个聚会中，我们都会有一些人口上称主为圣，口上说赞美耶稣基督，但是他的心里边远不是如此。
So today,
他心里边真正的没有真正成为一个基督徒。
This morning, James is written to give you real life indicators to see whether you are a professor, just a professor of Christianity, or a genuine possessor of Christianity.
今天早上，雅各用他非常清楚的话语要给我们讲述，在真正的基督徒的生命是有哪些特质？这仅仅是口上说的那些，而且还是真正的生命中完全的掌握了基督的精髓。
And he gives a series of tests that you can take and apply it to your life to see whether you really have the Christian faith.
他给了我们一系列的一些指、一些标识、一些测试。我们自己可以根据这一切来自己来测，看一看我们是不是仅仅是嘴上的说基督，我们相信基督。我们真正看看我们心里是真正的有没有真正的成为一个基督徒。
Due to the lack of time, I won't go through all these tests, but I'll summarize them. The first one is the test of outside trials. The test of outside trials.
由于时间的关系，我中间着重前面很重要的几点。第一就是通过外界的试炼。
How do you react when there are bad things that happen to you, unbeknownst to you? How do you react?
当非常不好的事情发生在你身上的时候，你的反应是什么样子？
Then there's the test of temptation.
第二是对试探的这种在试探的下面你是怎样的反应的？
We are fools if we think that we are not being tempted.
我们如果认为我们生命中不会受到试探，我们自己就是就痴人在说梦。
But the test is, if you are tempted, how do you react?
但这里边真正我们讲的说，当你在真正被试炼的时候，你怎样去反应？
Clearly, he's not saying that you fight every single temptation in your life and only then you are a Christian. That is not what he's saying.
雅各这边所说的，并不是说你要和你生命中的每一样大大小小的试探都在做坚决的斗争，他并不是这样说。
But when you are tempted and you give in,What do you do? Do you give excuses for it? Or do you confess and repent?
他讲到就是当你在有的时候受到试探，真的是在试探面前跌倒的时候，你怎样去做？你是真的是在给自己找借口吗？说我因为这样这样才跌倒，还是说真正的诚心的来到主的面前来悔改，承认自己的罪？
Then he talks about the test of favoritism. Do you favor somebody else over another because of their socioeconomic status?
第三点他谈到就是说对某些人的 那种特别的优待，你是不是因为某些人的那种社会地位或他们的财产或者各种各样的情况而对他们有另眼看待？
And then he talks about your tongue. If you're a Christian, is your tongue seasoned with salt or do you slander and gossip?
另外一点他讲到的就是说舌头，作为一个基督徒，你的舌头 是充满了就是说对人的诽谤和传闲言细语，还是充满恩慈？
Then he talks about the test of worldly wisdom versus heavenly wisdom.
雅各这里边还谈到了那种智慧是属世的智慧呢，还是属天的智慧？
See, there are certain characteristics that heavenly wisdom has.
在属天的智慧上面有很多的特点。
Meekness and gentleness being one of those.
那种真正的温柔和谦卑是其中的几点。
And then how do you react when God's word is presented to you?
当神的话语临到你的时候，你是怎样反应的？
Are you in the I know category?
你会说，哎呀，我已经知道了，陈词滥调，是这样的反应吗？
I've heard this before.
我已经以前曾经听过很多这样的讲法。
Or do you submit to his word and give yourself up to him so he can change you?
还是说你在神的话语面前完全的顺服，把主权交给神，求神来改变你。
And that brings us to this particular test, which is to see if we are genuine believers, whether we are submitting to God, resisting the devil, drawing near to God, and purifying our hearts with humility.
这就是刚才我们读到的雅各书四章所讲到的，也就是说我们是不是真正的顺服神，我们是不是抵挡魔鬼，我们要亲近神，我们要清洁我们的手和心。
See, there's a certain kind of theology out there that says once you come to Christ, you are growing in Christ, and then you reach a state of almost perfection.
有这样的这样神学讲到说，你接受耶稣基督，你就在这个基督这个里边成长，然后直到你达到一个境界，你就成为一个完美的一个境界。
And this theology teaches that it takes a lot of time and a lot of dedication and prayer and fasting to reach the state of almost perfection.
这个神学讲到说，这里边需要很多的努力，需要花出很多的心血，你要祷告，要进食，要做很多的事情，然后你大概可能达到这个接近完美的境地。
And once you reach the state of perfection, nothing can take you down.
还这里边讲到说，如果你达到这种完美的境地，没有任何事情可以把你从那个境地带下来。
It's in circles called as holiness.Theology.
这个在被称为那种圣洁神学。
And this is a very dangerous teaching.
这个想跟大家讲，这是一个非常非常危险的神学教导。
Listen, when it comes to our relationship with Christ, first of all, no matter where you're from, we all start in the same place, which is we are all sinners.
大家请记住一点，不管是你从世界哪个角度哪个角落来哪个地方信主，我们都是有一个共同的起点，那就是我们都是罪人。
We all need the grace of God to work in our lives so that we can know God better.
我们都需要神的恩典在我们的生命中做工，所以我们能够更多的认识神。
Now sometimes I hear parents make comments like this, that our kids are very privileged, they haveA good environment, a good school, a good parenting. We care about them, and so they should be okay.
我经常听到一些父母的那种谈话中讲到说，我们的孩子真是生活在非常优越的条件下，他们的物质条件优越，他们有非常好的父母来教导，有很多的朋友，很多很好的朋友。所以因为有这一切，所以我们的孩子可能就没有问题，没事了。
But we all know that that's not the case.
但是我们心里都很清楚，这个事实远远不是这样。
You can give your kids the most privileged situation, and they still would not come to Christ.
你可以给你的孩子最优越的条件，但是事实上有可能他们还是不愿意来到神的面前。
And once you come to Christ, this world is a struggle, isn't it?
当你真的来到主耶稣基督之前，接受主耶稣之后，你会发现这个世界真是充满了那种挣扎。
Not only is it difficult sometimes to follow God's word.And not only do you have outside trials, but sometimes you have trials in your own home.
不仅仅是说你会发现在这个世界中 真正的跟随耶稣基督是很难的一件事情，你会面对非常外来很多外来的那种试炼。不仅如此，有很多试炼其实真正的就是发生在你自己的家中。
Sometimes you have spiritual drought where you don't think God is speaking to you anymore.
有的时候你感觉到那种属灵的干旱，你感觉不到神在向你说话。
Sometimes you have questions whether he's even working in your life anymore.
甚至说你在怀疑说神是不是还在我的生命中做工，他在哪儿。
Don't feel ashamed about this.
你不要为这种想法而感到那种感到羞耻。
If you are struggling this way, this struggle is true of most people.
如果你心里边有这样的征战，我想告诉你，这种征战在所有人的中，几乎所有人的生命中都存在。
One of my favorite modern day preachers is Charles Spurgeon. He's not here anymore, but he used to pastor the Metropolitan Tabernacle in London.
在我生命中我非常非常敬佩的一个传道人是斯布珍，他已经就是过世很久，但是就说他的话语我非常非常的
And Spurgeon as a pastor of a large church,
斯布珍当时是一个大的都市的一个教会的牧师，
went through bouts of depression in his life.
他的生命中经历了一波又一波的那种抑郁症，
where he had to ask GodTo work in his heart and his life.
他不得不一次一次来到神的面前，求神在他的生命和他的心中做工。
So Christian life is not a formula-based life.
基督徒的生命不是一个有很好的一个公式定义的生命。
And so this particular pericope, this particular section, is specifically written to non-believers, but I think as Christians we can glean from it as well.
在雅各写的这一段，针对的对象是那些没有信主的人，但是我觉得作为基督徒来说，我们可以从这里一样得到很好的教训。
So he's asking a question, dear friend, of whether or not you believe in God and what he has to say.
他这里问到了一个问题，就是说我的朋友你是不是相信耶稣基督。
And the first thing he says is in verse 8, God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble.
在经文中讲到神喜悦谦卑的人，神讨厌那种自己骄傲的人，内心骄傲的人。
The overall disposition of an individual who does not know God is that of pride.
那些个人还没有信神的人，其实中间最大的障碍就是心里边那种骄傲。
And he says God, the subject is God, he opposes, that's the verb, this prideful individual.
雅各的话语很清楚讲到神，神非常非常的讨厌那些心里边骄傲的人。
And that's one of the reasons I say he's talking to unbelievers. Another reason I say is because in verse 4,He says, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God?
这些话跟那些跟一些没有信主的人讲，但是他也在提醒我们，在第四节里面讲到，你和这世界为友，就是与基督为敌。
And the way it's worded seems like if you are a friend of the world, then God is your enemy. But actually, God is opposing you because you are a friend of the world.
这里面讲到，如果你和世界为友，那么你和耶稣主就是主就和你和主就是为敌，也就是说到这里边耶稣是真正的是反对是你。
In fact, the translation here is unfortunate a little bit because the active pursuant of being an enemy is God himself. So if you become friends with the world, with the world system, then your active enemy is God.
所以你如果是与世俗为友，你就是真的是与神为敌了，就是经文里面这样讲到。
Friends, listen, I know you are pursuing your dreams and your careers.
朋友们，我知道你们是在追求你们的事业，追求你们的梦想。
But without God, these dreams and careers are a frustrated living.
如果没有神的话，这些对事业、对梦想的追求是一个充满挣扎的一个路途。
They are, as Ecclesiastes puts it, a chasing after the wind.
就像传道书里边的作者所讲到，这一切都是在追风。
And so this is the first characteristic of an unbeliever. He or she is prideful.
第一个特点我们会看到那些没有信主的人，第一是他们心里非常的骄傲。
You know, I used to have a picture of a prideful person, somebody whose nose is up above everybody else and looking down on people.
牧师这里边讲述一个他脑子里边那个形象，对那些非常骄傲的人是脖颈挺直，鼻子向上，然后俯视众人。
But you can be the most soft-spoken, lovely person and still be prideful.
但是呢，有的时候你可能是言语温柔，轻声细语，但是这样的人心里边可能也是充满了骄傲。
When I was in Minnesota, I used to live with a pastor friend. During the weekends, they used to make some Indian curry, and so that was motivation enough for me to go and live with him for the weekend.
我曾经和一个印度籍的一个牧师，大概住了一星期，他做了很多那种 curry 的家里的 food， 也就是让我更加有这个有这个信心想去跟他住一星期。
And he had daughters, and his third daughter, she used to give him a hard time, man.
他有三个女儿，第三个女儿经常给他爸爸一些出一些难题。
So on Sunday morning, here we are getting ready, and everybody knows how Sunday mornings are. It's always for some reason rushed, and things are always running behind, right?
在星期天的时候，大家都急急忙忙准备好，大家都知道，像每一个星期天，大家都很忙碌。
And some of us are still sleeping, and mom and dad are like.Wake up! It's time to go to church. Come on, get up.
你们大概知道，在家里面的时候还在熟睡的时候，父母就来敲门，赶快起来，起来，要上主日敬拜了。
So they rush into the car, and this girl, she's the most lovely. I mean, if you met her, you would say she's so beautiful, so gentle.
在父母真是，就是说，她这个三个女儿，第三个这个小女儿是非常非常可爱，非常非常的漂亮的一个小孩。
And he puts everybody in the car, all the kids, and she doesn't want to sit in her car seat.
这牧师把这所有的孩子赶说快快快，把所有的人都赶到车里边。但是这个小女孩就是不想坐她的那种婴儿椅。
And he says, "You better sit in the car seat now because we are driving."
牧师讲到说，你必须要马上坐到婴儿椅里边，因为我们现在马上要开车。
And she refuses to sit in her car seat.
但这个小女孩就拒绝坐进去。
So he pulls on the side administers the powwow method.
然后他把车就牧师就把车停在了路边，然后就开始实行他的这种要行使他的权利。
And as this one pastor in Chicago said, she did the powwing and she did the wowing.
作为这个牧师，他讲到这个孩子，他和这个小女儿就开始这种。
And then she sat in her car seat.
这种互相征战，然后最后这小女孩还是坐到了这 car seat， 坐到这个婴儿椅里边。
And as he was driving in a very sweet and soft voice, she says, "Dad, I'm sitting in the car seat physically, but in my heart, I'm still standing."
但这个小女孩用一个非常非常甜蜜、非常非常那个柔顺的声音。跟他爸爸说，爸爸，我现在身体是坐在这个婴儿椅里边，但是我的心是站着的。
And that's pride.
我可以看到，在小小的年纪，这小女孩心里边已经表现出这么强的一个一种骄傲。
A little girl.
这么小的孩子。
Had pride.
这么小的孩子心里边充满了骄傲。
She did not want to give up her stand at any cost.
在那小小的年纪，她已经决定，她不愿意放弃她自己的这个权利，不愿意放弃她的骄傲。
And if she gave up her stand, she wanted to let him know, "I'm not doing it willfully, buddy." No.
她不得不这样做的时候，她跟她爸爸讲，我做的不是心甘情愿的，而是被逼这样做的。
And that's what we do with God.
这个经常是我们跟神是做的一样的事情。
It's a lack of trust.
是真正的话是一种缺乏那种那种信心。
Look at what he says. This is the opposite of pride. In verse 7, submit yourselves therefore to God.
真是与这个骄傲相反，雅各提醒我们说，故此你们要顺服神。
The word therefore, or in this case then, actually comes in the beginning of the verse. So this says, this is an inference or an implication of the previous verse.
这个里边前面用的连词说到是故此，也就是说它是在连接前面一段讲的前面的背景，所以这边讲到故此你们要顺服神。
So a good way to think about it is, since God opposes the proud and gives grace to the humble,Submit yourselves.
所以这里边连在一起讲，就是因为神反对那些骄傲的人，喜欢顺服的人，因此你们要顺服神。
This word submit means to accept, or yield to a superior force or a stronger person.
这里边的顺服的意思就是指你接受你甘心情愿的甘心情愿的接受另外一个比你更强的一个力量，更强的人的长职。
It means to subject to a particular process, treatment, or condition.
也是指我们甘心乐意的去顺服一个可能是一个过程，一个教导。
For some of us, the moment I said that we need to yield to or submit to or give up our power to someone, it generated some kind of negative feelings.
对我们一些人，当我用到这个词的时候，用到可能是说顺服、放弃、可能会在心里某些人心里边能够产生一些非常负面的一些情绪。
And one possible reason for this is because we like to be in charge.
这里边最根本的原因就是我们想在我们生命中为自己做主。
We do not like to relinquish any control to anybody.
我们不愿意向任何人来放弃我们的权利，放弃我们的控制。
To relinquish any control is a sign of weakness for us.
当你放弃你的控制的时候，会经常被认为是你非常软弱的一个表现。
In fact, this word submit is a military term.
这里边这个用的这个顺服这个词是在军事上面用到军队里边常用的一个词语。
How many military people do we have in the room? Do we have any military people in the room?
在座的有没有曾经当过兵的，在军队里边做事的
？Okay, we have one brother. Good. He will understand better what I'm about to say. All right.
我们有一个弟兄，所以他可能会很明白我说的这里边顺服是什么意思。
And so this word submit is to line up.
这里边意思就是说，长官会说站队。
So you line up in command in submission to the command that you are given.
让你站队的时候，士兵马上就要站队，列队站好。
In India, we had NCC, National Cadet Corps.
在印度，我们有一个那种国家民兵团。
And I tried it. Why are you laughing? I don't understand. Like everybody starts laughing, and I tried to do the National Cadet Corps.
我曾经试过这个参加这个团队。他不说，牧师不明白为什么大家开始笑。
It was brutal.
我可以说的是，那里边的训练真是很残酷。
And if you didn't stand in a line, the commander would come in front of you, yell in your face, "Do you know what a line is, you idiot?" You know.
你站的不直的时候，你的那个长官就会过来冲着你大吼，你不明白一个线是什么意思吗
？And he would make us run like round and round. I don't know to where we were going, but it was always in a circle, so nowhere. He would make us run to nowhere all the time.
经常作为惩罚，他让我们绕圈的在跑，我们也不知道是跑多远，也没有尽头，一直就是在跑。
But one thing was for sure, we knew that he was in charge.
但是很清楚的一点，我们知道他是在控制我们的。
And we better follow his command, otherwise we're going to incur his wrath, right?
我们必须要遵守他的命令，否则的话，这个后果是非常不可想象的。
And so this word submit is lining up.
所以这里边顺服的意思就是让我们真是在神的指令面前，我们要非常甘心情愿的站好队。
God as your commander, are we lining up under God?
神做我们的最高的长官、司令官，我们有没有在神的指令面前真的站好队
？Sometimes we have a romanticized idea of Christianity.
有的时候，我们心里边对基督教有一个非常充满那个浪漫的一个想法。
Where once you come to Christ, everything is roses and petals and good music and raise your hand, hallelujah, Hosanna kind of situation.
大家可能会想，当你接受基督之后，可能是一切生命中充满了玫瑰的花香，到处是花瓣，然后你是非常陶醉的在唱着赞美诗。
But when you come to Christ, you're actually the target of the devil.
当你真正的事实上来说，当你真的来到基督面前的时候，你已经是成为和魔鬼宣战。
1 Peter 5:8 says that he is prowling about like a roaring lion, seeking who he can destroy.
在彼得前书五章八节说到，你们务要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
So to my unbelieving friends, I want to tell you that.You need to line up with God.
对于那些还没有信主的朋友，我这里非常诚心地向你提醒，你需要在神的诫命下面顺服神。
You need to submit to God.
你需要顺服神。
Willfully.
心甘情愿。
Happily.
报告信心。
Not begrudgingly.
而不是说心里边充满抱怨。
Nothing else gives us all surpassing pleasure than our Lord.
世界上一切都不会给我们那种源于想象的，只有神能给我们那种源于想象的平安和喜乐。
Come to Him.
来到神的面前。
Submit to Him.
顺服神。
To my believing friends.Have you ever been in a position where it is extremely difficult to trust God?
对我那些已经信主的朋友，我想问一下，在你们生命中，你们是否经历到有些时刻，你们觉得信神真的是很困难？
Remember the time when it was hard to trust God?
记住你们曾经经历的，你们在某些时候觉得很难的相信神。
This is somewhat of a silly illustration, but in 1997, I think, India was in the semi-final cricket match with Sri Lanka.
大家可能不可想象，在1997年，印度和斯里兰卡在进行那种
cricket 的那种比赛。Who's a fan of India? I wanted India to win.
当时我是做一个小男孩，我完全的是疯狂的追寻，希望印度队能够赢。
And as the match was about to get over.It was becoming more and more clear that India was actually going to lose the match.
当这个比赛进行过程中，我大家慢慢的看清楚，印度队可能会输。
I still remember this match took place in Eden Gardens in Kolkata, India, and the crowd was mad that India was losing.
我清楚的记得，当时那个比赛是在加尔各答的里面的伊顿的花园举行，当时。整个的那些群众都非常非常的愤怒，因为印度队可能会输。
And so they started doing fires on the stands. They started throwing bottles onto the field. The crowd got wild because India was losing.
因为这个失败，他们开始把那个座位点燃，把瓶子向下面扔，整个是一个暴乱的景象。
And because India was losing, I didn't even want to hear it. I wanted to see, didn't want to see it. As a young boy, I just ran to my room, put my pillow over my head, and I said to mom, "Nobody talk to me."
我当时意识到印度队输了之后，作为一个小男孩，我不愿意向任何人 说话，我就自己跑到房间里边，用被子枕头把自己蒙上，跟他妈妈说，不要有任何人跟我讲话。
And then afterwards, as usual, 8 o'clock family prayer. So we went down to family prayer, and my dad, usually he does a time of confession and time of repentance, and he leads us in a Bible verse, teaches us about it, and then we pray.
在八点钟的时候，我们家庭崇拜的时间开始。那个时候，一般是我父亲带领我们进行读经，然后我们悔改，然后我们祷告。
And I told Dad, God doesn't love me.
我很清楚的记得，我告诉我父亲，神不爱我。
My dad said, Why are you saying God doesn't love you?
父亲很诧异，问我，你为什么这样说？为什么说神不爱你？
Because if he loved me, India would win the game.
因为我的想法是说，我跟他讲，如果神爱我，印度队一定会赢。
But he doesn't love me.
所以说神不爱我。
That's why Sri Lanka won the game.
所以说斯里兰卡才赢了。
I think he loves some other Sri Lankan kid better than me.
我想他可能更喜欢斯里兰卡的一些其他的孩子，可能更喜欢他们而不是我。
That is not submitting to God's will for your life.
这个不是说顺服神，这个就这种状况不是真正的顺服神。
And as a little kid, my dad told me, "God loves you. You're just prideful."
作为一个小孩子，当时我记得父亲跟我讲，神爱你，但是你心里边充满了骄傲。
Because you want God to love you on your terms, not on His terms.
因为你希望神爱你，是以你想象的方法和你的条件来爱你。
See, God loves you.
神爱你。
But you need to submit.
但是你需要顺服。
To my believing friends, this is not easy. I'm not saying that this is simple, very easy, do it daily.
对我那些相信神的朋友，我想说这个不是一个很容易的事情。
Have you cultivated a practice of constant submission to God and His Word?
有没有培养一个非常经常的，就是长久的一个习惯来和神做，和神叫顺服神。
Or are you just giving excuses about why you can't follow God?
或者说你仅仅是给一些借口，说为什么我不能够 follow， 不能够追随神，顺服神。
Remember Jonah? Jonah in the Old Testament, he was a prophet of God, and God said, "Go preach to these people in Nineveh." And what did he say? No, they're brutal people. They're bad people.
在旧约里边的这个先知，他让神让他去向尼尼微。约拿让他去向那个尼尼微人去宣讲信息，他拒绝说这些是非常糟糕的人。
And he resisted God's will. He did not submit to God. And even when he went to Nineveh, he went begrudgingly. Oh, God is making me go, so I'm going. No.
他一直在拒绝神的那个命令，即使后来不得不去的时候，他一路的抱怨说神逼他这样做。
Sometimes that's how we are.
有的时候这就是我们的光景。
We know what's right, and we know what God wants from us, but we don't want to submit because it's uncomfortable.
我们知道什么是对的，我们知道神让我们做的事情，但是我们不愿意顺服，因为我们知道这意味着非常的不舒服。
You know, my wife pointed one thing to me. She said, "It's easy for you to preach up there, but you know, I got to live with you."
我太太跟我讲说，你站在那里讲道很容易，但是对我来讲，我必须要天天和你生活在一起。
So I need to keep you accountable for what you're preaching.
我一定要让你对你自己讲的话负责任。
And you know, at night, usually my policy is if I'm in bed, you know, no disturbing, I'm done, man. I'm done for the day, right?
我的原则是，如果我已经准备上床睡觉，今天就是什么也不谈了，我就是准备休息了。
I have a Kindle in my hand, I'm reading, and I want to sleep, right?
我手里握着一个 Kindle, 然后我就是想读本书，然后就想睡觉。
And I don't know why, but just as I lay in bed, my wife is like, "Oh, honey, can you get me a glass of water, please?"
我也不知道为什么，但经常是在我就昏昏欲睡的时候，经常我太太就会问我说：“哎，亲爱的，能不能给我拿杯水？”
And I look at her like, "Are you kidding, woman? I just got in bed, man." You know.
我经常会说：“你开玩笑吧，我刚刚就要睡着了。”
And then I get up and I'm like, "Oh, I love her, so I need to go do it." You know.
我不得不觉得就爬起来，然后心里想着：“哦，我爱她，我必须要给她拿杯水。”
See, are you submitting to God then?
这个时候我想问你是否顺服神在那个瞬间。
See, submitting to God is not just an ethereal, mystic experience. No.
顺服神并不是那种非常神秘的、非常不可及的一些行动。
Submitting to God is, are you loving your wife when you are tucked in bed and she wants a glass of water?
顺服神在那种情况就是说，你有没有真的是爱你的太太？在那个瞬间对你来说非常的不舒服，你准备已经睡觉了，你还愿意起来给他拿杯水。
Wife, submitting to God is when your husband makes a decision that you know is an idiotic decision, but you still have to follow him.
顺服神，有的时候作为太太，你会知道你丈夫做的这个决定，你很清楚是一个真是非常的愚蠢的一个决定，但是为了顺服主，你是不是还顺服你的丈夫？
Kids, submitting to God is when you think that your parents don't know anything.
对于孩子来讲，顺服神是什么意思呢？你觉得父母，你们根本不知道什么事情，但这种情况下，你是不是还愿意顺服你的父母？
Well, mom and dad, they don't know anything.
爸爸妈妈，他们根本不知道我的生命中怎么回事。
They don't know what I'm going through.
他们不明白我心里边是怎样的挣扎。
Teens, may I remind you that they went through the same process you are going through today.
但是那些青少年们，你们要记住，我站在这里边，我也曾经经历过你们经历的这一切。
So let us submit ourselves to God.
所以让我们顺服神。
When He speaks, let us not resist, but give ourselves to Him.
当神说话的时候，让我们不要拒绝他，把我们真的心里边甘心乐意的去顺服他的旨意。
Let me just say this: the more you are matured in Christ, the more you are submitting to Christ.
我可以这样讲，当你在神的这个在寻求神的路上，当你更加的成熟的时候，你可能就更加愿意去顺服神的旨意。
And our example is Jesus Christ himself. He did not want the cross. "Father, if it is your will, let this cup pass from me," he said.
耶稣基督，我们在经里边看到他当时并不愿意去背这个十字架，他向神祈求，神啊，如果你愿意，请你把这个杯挪走。
Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done.
但是最后他说，不管怎样，不要以我的意愿，而是要以你的意愿来成就。
Let's bow our heads.
让我们来一起低头祷告。
Submitting to God is a matter of trust.
顺服神是真正对神信心的一个体现。
Do you trust God?
你相信神吗？
Or do you trust your own wisdom and the devil's schemes?
还是你相信你自己的计划、自己的能力和魔鬼的计划？
Maybe you're here this morning and you have never submitted to God.
也许今天在座的某些人，你从来没有顺服过神。
This morning, my call to you is come and submit to Him.
今天早上我对你的呼召就是，请上前，请到神的面前顺服神。
Maybe you're here this morning and it's difficult for you to submit to God.
也许你今天早上在座的一些人，你觉得顺服神是非常困难的一件事情。
Because what He wants from you is really difficult.
因为他要求你做的事情是非常非常艰难的。
And it seems like it's a better proposition than God.
看上去的话，神给你的并不是最好的计划。
See, God is always better.
但是我们要知道，神是永远是最好的。
Jesus is better.
耶稣基督是最好的。
When I struggle with sin, I always have to remind myself that Jesus is better than whatever sin I am tempted with.
当我在挣扎对付一些罪的时候，我要经常的提醒我自己，耶稣永远比我挣扎的那个罪更好。
God knows your heart.
神知道你的心。
So before I pray, take a minute and please confess your lack of submission to God.
当在我祷告之前，大家花一分钟时间，在神面前检点你的心，向神悔改，悔改那些你不愿意向神顺服的地方。
Father,
天父。
In my own life, sometimes it's hard to submit to you because I don't trust you like I should.
在我自己的生命中，我知道有的时候很难的顺服你，因为我没有完全的相信你。
Please fill me with the Holy Spirit.
请你把我的心用圣灵充满。
So that I'm controlled by the Holy Spirit and not by my own wisdom or man's idea.
以至于我的生命可以由圣灵来掌管，而不是由我自己的意愿来掌管。
Let me do what you want. Because I love you.
让我能够跟循你的旨意，因为我爱你。
If you say something, help me not to fight it, but to submit to it.
如果你对我讲话，请你帮助我能够顺服，而不是说反抗，因为我爱你。
Give me the keenness and sensitivity to hear the voice of God in my life.
赐我敏锐和那种敏感，能够听到圣灵的声音。
And give me the courage to follow Him.
给我信心和勇气来跟随他。
Because Father, you are. Beautiful.
因为天父，你是最美的。
Nothing compares to you.
没有任何的事可以和你相比。
And nothing compares to worshiping you.
没有任何事情可以和敬拜你相比。
Draw me, draw us closer to you.
吸引我们到你面前，吸引我们全体到你面前。
And we claim the promise of James, where if we draw near to him, he will draw near to us.
我们这里边以雅各书向我们写的来宣告，你这里边的应许，当我们亲近你的时候，你必亲近我们。
Ask us in Jesus' name.
我们以耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
What's next?
现在有一个短片，请大家来。
So next, there's a short video. Let's view it together.